JobsWork MKE presents Bringing Trauma to Work, a guide for understanding and managing employees in distress. This is part two, Living with Trauma. Kenneth Barron can still see it as if it's today. He's a child in his house. His stepfather, who's been drinking, begins hitting his mother. Kenneth tries to stop it. He wants to help his mom, but can't.
I'm standing there as a little kid trying to fight a grown man off when my brother's not helping me. You know, it's just like battling a dinosaur with a toothpick. That's the way I looked at it. And as a kid, I stood up against him about it, but then it brought more pressure on me because then, you know, I didn't know if he was gonna start beating me. You know, and it was a tough situation.
Kenneth Barron can still hear it, his mother crying out in pain.
Even today, sometimes I could be in my house and I could be laying in the bed and I can, within my mind, I could hear it, certain parts of my mother, through the abuse, as it was yesterday, but I'm in a house by myself. So, you know, I work with that a lot.
The sights and sounds of this trauma, the emotional damage caused by witnessing these repeated beatings, would shape Kenneth's life. At first, he tried to deny it.
I think most of all, I masked it. You know, I thought I'd just cover it up and act like it's not there, but it was there. And by me doing it like that and not getting help, it manifested to me more stronger because I wasn't addressing the problem. I was just covering it up. And each year that I didn't address it, the more stronger it got until eventually it got strong enough to overwhelm me in my regular life as an adult. Mm-hmm. Because I had to address the problem that I wasn't addressing and the demon came up.
The demon was crack cocaine. Studies show trauma victims are much more likely to abuse drugs and alcohol.
By me suppressing it, causing me to start using drugs because, you know, I had to have something else to help me suppress it. And that triggered off a lot of other things that happened to me in my life.
He was convicted of aggravated battery, a felony, and spent 3 years in prison.
I did the time and I came out. But I found out coming out with a felony was a struggle getting a job. So it was very hard for a while.
He eventually found work with help from JobsWork MKE, a nonprofit that helps hard-to-employ people find and keep jobs. But the effects of trauma persisted.
Sometimes certain things would trigger you and you don't know what triggers you. It's, you know, certain situations will put you back there.
Kenneth sought help but was told just to block it out.
People would tell me or other therapists tell me, it's just in your mind, you're just thinking that. But yes, it is in my mind, but I'm still reliving it.
Finally, he got a diagnosis, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD.
He started treating me and helping me through the process of it, you know, and educating me about it.
Now, when he feels extreme stress coming on, he goes for a walk, changing his physical environment to change his mindset. But the battle is not over. He still struggles with depression. That's a common, long-lasting result of childhood trauma. At times, it's caused him to lose jobs.
You know, I deal with depression. You know, I'm going in a depressed mode. And it kills my self-esteem. You know, I don't want to do nothing, don't want to be bothered. I shut off from people. But when you go into that depressed mode, it's just like you don't care no more. You just don't want to be bothered.
He tries to get out of that mindset, but he says it's hard to do.
People don't realize that. People think, oh, it's easy, but you're in the middle of the battle. And it's not as easy as people think. You know, you're sitting there saying it's easy, well, jump in this battle with me and see how hard it is to try to get there. You know, it's an everyday process.
He still lives with the fear that he could witness the kind of violence he saw as a child.
And I've always walked on eggshells, we would say. I didn't have a lot of trust.
Since his stepfather became violent after drinking alcohol, Kenneth is careful about socializing with people who drink.
I have nothing against them, but I know from a fact, once you start drinking, because of what I went through in my life, when do the violence start? To me, that's the end result. So I tend to back away from people real far when I see them getting to a certain part and they're drinking. I usually end up leaving the party because I don't know. And that's the part, the fears I have fear about is the unknown, you know. I don't want to be in that situation again, you know. I really don't.
Coming up next, how trauma changes the brain, understanding the science of trauma. That's part 3 in Bringing Trauma to Work.